starts tomorrow. And it's actually the draft is going to be aired here on The Buzz.
Really?
Tomorrow and to the best of our ability on Friday when it's not conflicting with Razorback baseball, which will end pretty early. There will be some draft coverage on Friday and through the weekend as well.
In primetime.
Yes, sir. And we talked to Chris Gregg yesterday about his hopes for the draft.
I hope they look at it, like you said, a guy that they wouldn't have any question about flexing out. I've played receiver more years than I played tight end in my career, but I am a tight end now. But like you say, with the speed and everything, my route shouldn't be that much different than a receiver's when I'm flexed out.
Good stuff. This segment brought to you in part by Landers Ford, where they refuse to be undersold. A lot of NFL potential draftees who don't want to be undersold either. Savings have never been quite like this. Interest as low as 0%, striving to be your car or truck dealer forever and ever. Get out there and see why so many people from across the state keep coming and buying cars and trucks from the folks at Landers Ford and Benton. It's because they treat you like family. Give them a call at 501-315-4700. Or you can go by and see Kelly and Mike. Check out the huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Small town atmosphere and big city selection at Landers Ford and Benton. You shop them last and you'll shop best. Bring them any deal from any other dealership and they will smash it on any new car or truck in stock. It's Landers Ford and Benton, where they're big enough to serve and small enough to care. Some odds, Chris, and some details from this NFL draft and the ones before. You put together a very nice little line graph there on...
Oh, thank you.
And running back, the perception of running backs has changed to some degree over the years, where they have become a little bit more dispensable at this point in many people's minds. Now,
yeah.
I hate to say that about a person, but when you're talking about
business,
from an athletic standpoint, yes, and the business side of it, yes, they are a little more dispensable than they have been. But you looked at the number of people drafted and then some significant draftees from last year.
You just look at the past 10 years. Let's just do a decade here. When you look at this graph, you know, back 10 years ago in 2003, 22 running backs drafted. And then it's kind of gone up and down throughout the years. The lowest in the past 10 years number of running backs drafted in the entire draft was back in 2010. Only 16 running backs taken in the entire draft. But then the very next year, 31 taken in the draft. So you can kind of see there's been some fluctuation. Last year there was 21, including some late round selections that made some pretty big impacts on some teams. Let's look at Vic Ballard. You look at him with Indianapolis, drafted in the fifth round, 814 yards and two touchdowns last year with a team that went to the playoffs and lost in the first round to the eventual Super Bowl champions. Alfred Morris, Washington Redskins, sixth round pick, 1,600 yards, 13 touchdowns, sixth round pick. Bryce Brown, seventh round pick, a guy that was highly touted out of high school, had some issues, went back to Kansas State. He only rushed for 564 yards, majority coming in a couple of games, four touchdowns. So really, when you look at Nile Davis right now as a running back who's listed 19th as far as running backs are concerned, according to CBS, he's projected as a seventh round pick. Just because you're picked in a late round doesn't mean you can't have an impact if you're on the right team. That's just the way it goes. And he mentioned being in the right situation. You know, like a team like Houston that, you know, has the zone running game.
Yep.
That's one where a running back can succeed as long as they have the talent to make it, which I think we can all agree he has the talent. Does he have the durability to go along with it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. And, boy, I'd love to see. And he's a Houston fan. I don't even know how he feels about being a Cowboy. I'm sure if the money's right and he gets drafted high enough, he'll be happy.
I think he'll take any team at this point. But you look at, you know, different positions in the first round. I know you have some numbers on that. Is there even a running backs and number of running backs in the first round this year? Projection?
I just don't know
if there's going to be one.
These are from Bovada.
Okay.
Bovada. I always pronounce that wrong.
Bovada.
Bovada.lv.
Uh-huh.
I always have to remind myself it's pronounced like Nevada.
There you go.
Bovada.lv.
Nevada.
Exactly. 2013 NFL draft, how many QBs will be selected in the first round?
Well, is there an over-under or are they just projecting it?
Over-under one.
Just one.
Over under one. And here's the thing about quarterbacks and here's the thing about players in general that irritates me. You watch guys play through their careers. You watch them go through the combine. You watch them go through the evaluation period. And then at the last minute, the 11th hour, you see guys who are totally off the board come out of nowhere. Did this guy all of a sudden miraculously become a great player? It kills me. So guess who that guy is this year?
Who's that?
Ryan Nassib, the quarterback from Syracuse.
That's one guy. And
he's the guy that's come out of nowhere and it's like, oh, well, he might sneak into the first round. Why? Nobody watched him. Nobody thought anything of him his entire career. When I watched Syracuse, you know what I said? Their running game is fantastic. They had a couple of beasts at running back last year. That's all I saw offensively.
Didn't see much.
I actually watched Syracuse play more than I would think I would have. I mean, I don't know why I would have watched them ever, but I saw them play a couple, three times last year.
Okay.
I mean, nothing stood out. Now, I don't watch them the same way that these guys who evaluate talent do, but all of a sudden he goes from nowhere to somewhere.
Kurt Warner recently came out and said he doesn't see all the hype around Ryan Nassib. And here's another guy. Another Ryan to keep an eye on. Chris Mortensen tweeted out the other day, the quarterback that's actually had the most visits in this, his name's Ryan Griffin. Can you guess where he goes to school?
No.
Tulane. Last season, 2,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, and he's a guy who's taken a lot of visits. He's a big guy, 6'5", 206, so kind of lanky, but still big. You know, you look at him as a project, but at the same time, I'm just saying that's what's
fine,
being reported.
If you want to take a flyer on him late, I just don't get this whole deal.
Well, that's a guy, though, that will jump up and people go, who?
What are you seeing projection-wise for Tyler Wilson?
Tyler Wilson, at this point...
I think if he goes in the third round, he's got to be happy.
Yes, absolutely.
I got a bet with El Guapo. El Guapo is Mr. Greenwood, and he thinks he's going to go before the start of the third round. I don't buy it. I'd love to see
it
happen.
But then again, we always sit there and we'll look at a quarterback class, and you look at, like, last year, Tannehill, a guy like that, and you're thinking, really?
Exactly. I mean, he was the guy last year. He was the guy last year.
Exactly. There's always one, maybe two guys who are going to go way before anyone thinks. And watching last night on the 30 for 30, when you watched the special between was Elway to Marino, there were guys in that draft, quarterbacks in that draft, that people were saying, really? Before Dan Marino? I mean, there were some questions that we found, you know, later on. But at the same time, before Marino, and you're taking guys like Todd Blackledge?
How many wide receivers will be selected in the first round? Over under 3.
Okay.
Over under on safeties, 2.5. Who will be the second pick overall? Eric Fisher is the prohibitive favorite. Now, again, there's an offensive lineman.
It's my Jaguars, so I'll take it.
That's an offensive lineman that most people have never heard of. Oh, by the way, I did see one mock draft that had the Packers, my team, taking Nassib in the first round.
What?
Really?
Who made that one?
Somebody who irritated me this morning. I can't remember. I'll have to look.
Okay. They might be on something.
Tyrann Mathieu, over under 75.5 far as his draft position.
Oh, my God.
Badger.
He's going to get drafted later than that. He's too small, and he's on the cover of ESPN the magazine. Did you see that?
No.
They had a whole write-up on him.
That's cool.
Come on.
You know what's really awesome is to be on the cover of a magazine and then tear that cover off and roll up a blunt in it.
That's probably what he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. With Jordan Jefferson, of course, because they're pals.
Yes, and then go kick people in the face.
Yes.
We mock because they're LSU players. I hate the player hate. You know what? It would be a nice story, though, to see him come back.
Would it?
Well, as long as I come back to LSU, I'm fine with
okay.
it. You know? I like to see reclamation projects. It's good to see somebody who fell sort of off the path and then got back on board. And
this is America. We give second, third, fourth, fifth chances all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll be one of them.
You talked about guys who were missed on in the draft over the years. There was a certain quarterback from Michigan that ended up in the sixth round. And it's always this time of year that we bust out this clip because it's awesome. You don't get to hear grown men cry very often.
It was hard. I remember taking a walk with my dad and mom around the block. It was just a tough day, you know. I just remember being there with my mom and dad. Sorry about that. You know, they just were so supportive of me. And they take it as emotional as I do. You know, finally when the Patriots called, I was so excited. You know, I was like, I don't have to be an insurance salesman, you know? So my family was there. We were all excited. And thank God I got picked here.
Yep, that close to being an insurance salesman instead. He's dumping hottie actresses, hooking up with supermodels. And winning Super Bowls.
Would you have bought insurance from a man named Tom Brady down the street? All 6'5" or whatever of him?
Absolutely.
Yes. Tom Brady.
He's got an honest
insurance
face.
Insurance salesman.
He's got an honest face. Tell that to Bridget Moynihan. Lee.
Hey, good morning.
Lee, how are you?
What's happening?
All right. You know, I think in the last two draft, you know, rounds, I think they picked linemen. The first before they picked anybody else, they was picking defensive and offensive linemen. Do anybody have any data on that? I think that that's why the quarterbacks and running backs and all those people are falling back, is because everybody look like they're going into a trend of picking the big guys in front and the linebackers.
You're right. In my lifetime, that has been the biggest change is skill guys to linemen, and that's the thing. I mean, I remember Now, some of those guys they've missed on, of course, over the years, you know, like Tony.
There's always going to be a miss.
Your Tony Mandarich's, yes, and those kind of guys. But then there have been plenty of great offensive and defensive linemen who've been taken way high up in the draft and have done really well. And the only person that continually drafted skill players every year, no matter how good the linemen were that were available, of course, Al Davis. So didn't work out too well for him.
Yeah. But I remember Houston, the first pick, let's say that was 2 or 3 years ago. Everybody thought they was going to pick somebody in the first round. I think it was like a quarterback or something like that. And they picked a defensive end.
Yeah, they picked Williams.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's all I wanted to say. And thanks a lot, guys. Great show.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee.
Now, that Tom Brady clip is only one of the clips we bust out this time of year, every year.
Don't you know I'm low?
We also, of course, want to hear from our favorite draftee of all time, Lawrence Taylor. I don't know if you ever heard, Chris, how he celebrated his draft day.
I didn't. Enlighten me.
I just had a couple of beers with the boys. Just a couple of beers.
That's it.
41 of them. 41.